Please get her. Please save her. Gwyn had shaken his sister awake again. Bethan had grumbled, but because she was older and because she was kind, she had complied. The last time Gwyn had seen her was she'd been standing by the dorm in her red mac, testing the big outdoor torch. It was the night after Halloween, and the pumpkin was still on the windowsill. The garmak was in a dark, gasping mouth, and the sorrow eyes. Bethan had become curiously excited as though she was going to meet someone very special. Not just a lonely black wee. "Shut the door tight when I am gone," she had whispered, "or the wind will blow and howl through the house and wake Mom and Dad." The swinging the yellow scarf around her dark hair, she had walked out into the storm. She had never been afraid of anything. Through the kitchen window, Gwyn had watched the light of the big flashing torch on the mountainside until it had disappeared. Then he had fallen asleep on the rug beside the stove. Then they never saw Bethan again. Through they searched every inch of the mountain. They never found a trace of her pleasure climbed on the wild night, nor did she find the black wee. The girl, the animal seemed to have vanished.